Welcome back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. And my conversation with business coach and consultant Tom Borg. Tom, when we all strive to have a successful business and we want to relate well to employees and customers, I've seen you write about what you call four key questions that both your workers and your clients have about you as an entrepreneur. Maybe you can kind of go over those for us.
Sure. When we think about these questions, I like to think of them as an indicator of what the customers we are serving, they want to know about us. It could be our employees. These are questions they have for us. So let's start with our employees. So the first question would be, do you like me? So how do you show your employees that you really like them? I mean, do you come out of your office? Do you come over to their section where they're working? Do you spend time with them? Do you get to know about them other than what they're working on for your company? So do you like me? That's an important area that we want to show them that we do like them. Do we use their name, you see? Do we pay attention to things that are important to them? Those are indicators of, do you like me? Same goes for our customers. You know, if we really take the time to smile at them when they come through the door or be a solution waiting for a place to happen, if they come to you with a problem, to assure them that you're going to do everything you can to fix that problem and do it promptly, that shows them that you like them. Now, the second question that they have for us, whether it be customers or employees, do you care about me? And that goes back to the idea of, I mean, how much time do you really take to get to know a little bit about their personal life? And how's their family doing? What are some of the challenges they're having in their business? What are some of the things they're doing that are working? Really taking the time, not just looking at them as a number, but looking at them as a real human being. And that comes through when we're able to look at them squarely in the eye and to ask questions that really allow them to sense that you care about them. So if you care about them and you show that you like them, whether they be employees or customers, it goes a long ways in helping people get to the point where they really know that they're spending their time if they're an employee or spending their money if they're a customer with your organization. Now, the third question we've got that we get from our employees and from our customers is, hey, can I trust you? Now, how does that get explained or how does that get expressed? Well, let's say it's an employee. If you have a policy that you are enforcing across the board for all employees, that's a form of trust. They can say, okay, this guy's consistent or this gal is consistent. Doesn't matter who breaks that policy, that issue is going to be addressed. So are you consistent in the way you communicate to your people and follow through on whatever it is that you are trying to communicate? So that's important. If you make a promise, do you stick with it? You know, if you set a meeting and you come in late, that's a form of mistrust. You know, you set the meeting time at 9 o'clock and you didn't show up to 10 after. What's more important than the meeting you just set, the people you're supposed to be in front of? Same thing with our customers. If we say we've got products or services that will meet their needs and wants and it falls short, well, that's a form of mistrust that we're building there because we're not delivering what we're promising to deliver. And if we don't do it on a consistent basis, that's another form of that. You might have the best employee in the world one day, and if the second best employee the second day, and if that second best employee doesn't deliver as well as the first experience that customer had, well, there we go. We start getting this inconsistency that's happening, and that forms some doubt in that customer's mind, and that leads to mistrust. So those are three of the questions. Do you like me? Do you care about me? Can I trust you? And lastly, they have this question for us, whether it be an employee or a customer. That is, do you know what you're talking about? Do you know what you're doing? Let's take a look at if it was a employee. When they look at you and they start to doubt some of the decisions you're making because maybe you're just not up to speed on the latest technology, or maybe because you haven't read that latest association magazine about some of the trends that are happening, or that you just try to talk down about any changes that are happening in the industry, you know, that kind of indicates to that person listening that maybe you're not as well versed as you should be, and maybe you don't know what you're talking about as much as you should be. That goes the same for our customers. You know, there's nothing worse than a customer complaining to an employee or to someone on your team, and that person said, well, that's not possible. We don't do that here. We're in the past, that customer has certainly received that type of service or has certainly received that kind of product. And now you have this employee denying something like that ever happened before. So now you're wondering, does this guy know what he's talking about? Is this guy got the right training to be in the position he's in? I think a lot of people today are experiencing that when we have these call centers that are answering phone calls for organizations, and it's kind of difficult to communicate with that that person on the end of the line, or that other person gives you some rote or some trite policy that they can't meet your needs because this is just the way the policy is set up. See, this causes concern on the person's part that's spending that money, because now they're thinking, hey, the guy I'm talking to is not empowered. They don't really know what they're talking about when it comes to solving my problem here, and I need to go over this person's head. And again, you know, these are things that our customers are thinking about. They want to know, do you know what you're talking about? Does your team know what they're talking about? And right back to the employees, they're looking to you to see if you really are up to speed on what you're capable of enlightening the rest of the workforce on.
Great success insights from small business coach and consultant Tom Borg. Back with more from Tom right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.